from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This is Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics. Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. This is Kermit Davis Live. Fans can tweet, hashtag AskKermit, or email questions to radio at GoBlueRaiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill for another Monday night, our final Monday night of the regular season. Chip Walters and Coach Kermit Davis here for the next hour as we talk Blue Raider basketball. And let's talk about the now 23rd ranked Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders in the coaches poll, 24th in the AP poll and 23rd in the RPI. Coach, you knew you had a chance to move up, but now solidly in both polls and moving up in the coaches' poll.
You know, it's in the life of being ranked, you know, when a team like Kentucky, who is unranked, wins at home on national TV, then you kind of knew what was going to happen. And so it's hard to kind of stay in if you're Middle Tennessee, because you maybe not get the sexy wins that other people don't, or maybe you don't play on national television, which we do on Thursday night. But it's great. Sustainability to be ranked for the second straight week, which I think our guys deserve, and all the national recognition, Chip, is great for Middle Tennessee brand.
Well, last Saturday night, quite a night. Just from the beginning, I think you summed it up really well on the postgame show. You said not only did we look like a top 25 team in the game, but that looked like a top 25 program, event, crowd. However you wanted to slice it, that was a big-time atmosphere in there over the weekend.
I think this, Chip, in my 16 years, when I first took the job, you kind of envisioned that night, if you could, that's your, you know, long-range goal, is that your arena would look like that, that the arena would be lit up on introductions, that the arena would be blacked out, and that the introductions and the game operations looked like that, and every Middle Tennessee fan had to be proud of how they felt there. And then we played like a top 25 team. Our fan base looked like a top 25 program. And I've always said it, Chip, is that if you're going to create a national brand, you've got to do it on a national stage with a national team, but you can't do it without a national fan base. And so I hope that the fan base will continue to grow, and I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere on Thursday night.
Well, speaking of that, of course, now that we've gotten the UAB game behind, sights are set on Thursday night for the West Kentucky game. And already last week, the lower bowl had already sold out for the game. What did you hear on tickets, where we are right now, and what's left for Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know what's left, but I think that the ticket sales are going brisk. I think there'll be a lot of Western Kentucky fans. I know Rick Stansberry at Western Kentucky said that we needed the Hilltoppers to sell our arena out. And so I would hope that's a challenge to our fans, that we don't need any red in there to sell it out. But you know what? We welcome them. Because I think sometimes, I've always said it, Chip, I think opposing fans in an arena, I think it makes for great atmosphere. And I know we had some fans at Western Kentucky when we beat them in Diddle Arena, and it was sold out that night. But it's a little different. Diddle Arena seats 7,400, and our place seats 11,807. But it's Operation Full House, and we would love to try to tie Dr. Todd's record for 11,807.
I know you said that as long as you're here, that'll never be broken.
Well, we said it that night. I mean, he's, of all the people I've met, and I've met a ton of unbelievable people at Middle Tennessee, I've never seen a guy more passionate about his school. And that he came to me about 3 months, and he was diagnosed with brain cancer, and Dr. Todd and I would go out and eat lunch, and his wife, Clara, is still living in Georgetown over there. My good buddy, Tim White, is over there in the Georgetown. It's the rich area of town.
Yes.
Yeah, you know it is.
Tim lives there, it is.
So it's rich area. But he just, Dr. Todd had a passion. And when he was in his last days, he goes, Kermit, one of my goals is that I want to see Murphy Center sold out again. I want to see it. He could have gone and spent a lot of time with his grandchildren. He could have done a lot of things with a lot of people. But he spent some of his last months, Chip, I'm talking about just beating the drum. And that night we played Western Kentucky in my second year here. It was a great game. We won, I think, 73-59 at 11,807. And that's what we're hoping to do Thursday night, is to tie the record of 11,807. So I said, this would be a cool name. There's only one Operation Full House, because we're going to have an Operation Blue House and hope to match Dr. Todd's record of 11,807.
Yep, so hope that does, because it would certainly be a great tribute to a guy who meant an awful lot to the program and continues to with the legacy that he left. And Lord knows, who did not have Dr. Todd when they went to school at Middle? So,
and what's amazing is that a science teacher was that popular.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. That's hard to do. I'm telling you. Nothing against science teachers, but it was such a hard course for me. But he must have made his courses so much fun, and he was so terrific. I never forget when Coach Donnelly came into my office. He goes, I tell you what, Kermit. He goes, I tell you what. Aaron sold it out. I said, no way. He didn't do that, did he, Coach? He said, he did. I mean, just when every ticket was absolutely sold. So that's what we hope to do. And I know Dr. Todd would be smiling from heaven and looking down on all the Blue Raiders today.
Yeah, one of your other good friends, Tim Keach, by the way, we'll talk about what he's going to do on Thursday
right.
night. He had a post today on social media kind of chiding our fans who are, if they're griping because they can't get a chair back seat, said, why don't you buy season tickets and you'll have one for every game next year.
So. That's the whole point of it. And you hope that the scarcity of the tickets will promote more season tickets sold. But you know what we have done, Chip? We've taken over the Conference USA attendance lead on Saturday night.
Did we?
Yep. So now we're ranked the number one attendance school in Conference USA, and that's terrific. I'd like everybody to give yourself a round of applause, because that's unbelievable. Thank you so much. That's been a goal of mine for years and years, especially when you move up in the new league and you take over the attendance crown, and I think it's just going to continue that on Thursday and Saturday's game.
Yeah, I think that'll be the time where we can certainly put a cap on it. You mentioned Tim Keach. He is doing something special for our students on Thursday night for the Western Kentucky game, and I think this is about as cool as it gets.
It is. You know, Operation Blue House, so he has a blue Harley. And he's one of my great friends in town, and he and Pam and his family, they mean so much to us, and they mean so much to Middle Tennessee athletics, and he's so involved. And he just said he wanted to really try to make a statement, so he's giving away this unbelievable blue Harley Davidson motorcycle, and it is cool. And we did a little video today that was really neat. And so you don't have to make a half-court shot to win it. You don't have to do anything. Students just have to show up, scan their ID, and one student is going to drive. If you have a driver's license and you drive a motorcycle, you're going to drive that thing away on Thursday night, hopefully after we beat Western Kentucky.
Yeah, that's certainly true. So we're going to talk a whole lot more about what's going on this week with, of course, not only is Thursday big, but Saturday is big for Senior Day. Coach has a special guest. We've got our final version of 5 random questions. Audience questions, if you could get those turned in. We've got another nice prize tonight from Ajax Turner and Budweiser that we'll be giving away at the end of the show tonight. And also talk about all kinds of other fun stuff. You're listening to Kermit Davis Live as we come to you from Sam Sports Grill here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. She's about to blow!
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage with 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet. They have you covered. Check them out online at RussellBarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
Are you or a loved one thinking about downsizing but don't know where to go? Look no further than the Villages of Murfreesboro. Located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail near the Avenue and St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, the Villages offers independent living and memory care in a setting where love is a verb. Call 848-3030. Visit us online at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or stop by today and learn about the possibilities of making this home for you or a loved one.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live. I want to mention our opening segment was brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. Coach, last week we talked about some of the philanthropic things that your team has done and have been part of with Special Kids, who we had a great crowd from Special Kids the other night. Tonight, we've got John Mitchell and Betsy Maples Taylor here tonight to talk about something that you're going to be involved with coming up very soon with Salvation Army, and that is the Beyond the Bells luncheon. So that's something special.
It is. I was honored, and I have so much respect for Salvation Army and really what the impact that you guys have in our community. And so I'm honored that you would have me at your luncheon. So I'd love for you guys just to tell the people out there what it's about, how they could come.
Well, this is exciting for me as a Blue Raider fan, and just to think that I have an opportunity to not only promote the Blue Raiders, but to also invite all the Blue Raider family to come to the Salvation Army Beyond the Bells launch. We know Coach is a great coach. He's a great father, a great husband, but he's a great community leader. We're so lucky to have people like Coach and all the staff at MTSU that give back to the community. So what we do at the Salvation Army is provide a homeless shelter. We have a 42-bed shelter. We do a community meal every day at 5. Last year, we provided over 11,000 nights of lodging and over 40,000 warm meals we're prepared to serve. So we want to get Blue Raider Nation to come out and support us as we support Coach and his run.
Betsy, you've been around this town a long time, and you were always close to the university with your father and your family, and you've seen it for years how Middle Tennessee teams have really, you know, gone the extra mile and worked with different organizations in the community.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yes, I'm so excited for what Kermit Davis has done for MTSU, for our community, having such a great season this year. We're really excited to be able to celebrate him as our honorary chair for the luncheon, which is going to be May 9th at the Embassy Suites. Right now we're looking for table hosts to host tables and sponsors for the event as well.
I think it's going to be well attended. I've talked to a few people about it, and I think you'll have a great crowd. Embassy Suites, May 9th is going to be a great date, and because I've been through your facility there, and it is fabulous what it means to our community and how it helps people out. That I don't think a lot, you know, I didn't really know, and I talked to John about it, we know the name Salvation Army, but really don't sometimes understand exactly what you guys really, really do.
Yeah, there are so many things that the Salvation Army does. John, did you want to touch on some of those things?
Yeah, you know, we mentioned the homeless shelter. Of course, we mentioned the community meal. We do the Salvation Army Christmas assistance or the Angel Tree program. There's a church there. There's youth programming. There's music lessons. And so it's one of those things, and I'll give an open invitation. Anytime anybody wants to stop in at 1137 West Main Street, I'll give them a tour and show them what we do firsthand.
And there, of course, at Christmas time, there are the bell ringers.
Oh, yes, the bell ringers.
And there's a lot of folks in my office that sign up and do shifts. We swap those around, so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, my office takes a whole day and does it. We have a lot of fun doing it.
Okay, last thing here as we wrap this up. You need table sponsors and you need sponsors of the event. How can folks get involved with this luncheon coming up on May 9th?
It is free to come to the event. We ask for donations at the end if anyone would like to give a donation, but each table is made up of 8 to 10 guests with a table host, so they can host a table, bring their friends. There was 400 people there last year. We're hoping for about 600. It's a good place to network.
Yep.
They can get in touch with John if they'd like to host a table or sponsor at the Salvation Army.
Yes, you can call 615-895-7071.
895-7071.
That's correct.
All right. Guys, thanks so much for coming out tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for what you do in our community.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. John Mitchell and Betsy Taylor with the Salvation Army. Give them a nice round of applause for the good works that they're doing in our community as well. Thanks a lot, guys. And Coach, last week we talked about what was with the special kids coming in. Kind of give us a recap of that day, that you, the interaction that you and your team had with them.
Well, it was unbelievable. Just I love seeing the kids. I mean, we do the camp abilities along with a lot of other sports at Middle Tennessee, and it's a fantastic feeling when you see all those kids that are just fighting. And they go through their struggles, but they're so happy to see our guys and our players. I think that's probably one of the best days of the summer that we spend. And James Ayer got to hand out the ball. Ken Ayer, former great player at Middle Tennessee, and that was always cool. So it was a nice night, and I think we've got a lot of other great groups coming on Thursday. We got World Outreach Church.
Yep.
Pastor Alan Jackson, I think, is sounding out a battle cry that all the World Outreach, it's an unbelievable meaning to our community what they've done there, and they're going to have a great night on Thursday night against Western Kentucky.
Well, you sat here and you told the folks, some special kids, if they did that high-five line coming out for the second half, your team would play better, and you pushed the lead all the way out to 36.
We did. We went about a 14-4 run in the first 4 minutes. That's how they motivate the Blue Raiders.
All right, tonight it's Kermit Davis live here from Sam Sports Grill. I want to remind you, tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. Back to Sam Sports Grill after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life, or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On trygreenequipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit trygreenequipment.com today.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Every week, our Blue Raiders go the extra mile to make sure they're at their very peak. At Sunbelt Bakery, they do the same thing to make sure their granola bars are at their peak. Every week, Sunbelt Bakery brings new batches of granola bars from their bakery to your neighborhood. That's why Sunbelt Bakery's granola bars taste like they just baked them. Because they did. Try a Sunbelt Bakery granola bar today and taste the difference. Sunbelt Bakery. Bakery fresh taste. No preservatives.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live tonight from Sam Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. As always, we're presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. So why buy anywhere else? Tim is online here in Murfreesboro and has a question for Coach. Tim, go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chip. Hey, Coach, I was just watching Virginia Tech game. Buzz Williams puts emphasis on defense, and they get they call it a turkey when they get 3 consecutive stops in a row. You do anything like that with your team, or do you put emphasis on the 3 stop rule? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Oh, there you go.
Tony Bennett is the one who really started that. They call them kills, and then people have kind of taken that, and I didn't know Buzz called them turkeys. You know, we've done it. We probably haven't really talked about it as much as the others. We have a defensive breakdown chart that we chart all the every breakdown from communications to no high hands, midlines, every single breakdown, and probably a great breakdown number for us is about 75. I think against UAB we had around 90. And if we get that thing under 75, then our team is really guarded at a high level. But I think it's something that that Dick Bennett and Tony Bennett kind of did early on in their career, and some other people have talked about it. Because, I think some coaches, if you can get 6 3 stops in a row per game, you're going to win. So there's a lot of merit to that.
If you can do 3 stops in a row 6 times,
there's a great chance you're going to win the game.
I would say so. And you had several of those on Saturday night against UAB, winning 79-54. And the ease of that win I did not see coming. But it all started on the defensive end, of course.
Well, it did. And I think it was our approach. You know, we got ranked in the top 25. And I asked that question on all the shows that I did all week. What are you going to do with your team? I said, we'll find out at 3:30 on every weekday. And our team rang the bell. They went through the process. They're very mature in the scout. We watched the tape today. We had breakdowns that we need to improve. That's what I love about our team. We've got great maturity, but I think there's still a lot of room for improvement. And that's what you want to see, that are we getting better? No question. Offensively, our team is getting better. But I just think that we can still grow and grow and grow, and that's a great sign. But our team handled the ranking just like a mature, really good team should do.
You know, it's kind of interesting because you do get the questions. You know, when there's a number beside your name all of a sudden, and the answer is, well, come out here in October, you'll see exactly what will happen when they're ranked is when they're grinding it here in October getting ready for the season.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff goes into it from June. You know, the culture that you build, the accountability, the trust factor that the players have in the coaches, the trust factor they have in each other. the trust factor they have in the process. And I just think that, you know, we have four or five guys that come to a lot of practices, and they really enjoy watching how the team transforms that into the game. And I think if a fan, which a lot of people can't do it, but if you had time to really come see practice consistently, you would really kind of understand just the intellect and the IQ that goes into it, just the amount of time that these guys spend, not only from a physical and getting into shape, but just the intelligence part of it, Chip.
Yeah.
And that's what makes our team good, is that, I always say it, talent, toughness, and IQ. And IQ is so important in trying to win at a national level.
And I think this team, and I use the UAB game as Exhibit A, to use a term that football coaches use a lot, is impose your will. And I think our style of play, we impose our will on people and force them to do things they don't want to do.
You hope that our depth, we talk about our depth, I think imposing your will, playing to your identity are great terms. And that if you do that long enough, then all of a sudden you just hope that after a period of time it just wears on you. And that even shots that are open, you don't make them as much, because maybe they're not the same shot that you normally take. Maybe it's a little more rushed than you normally are. And I just think our guys keep attacking. I think we've got a great bench. We talk about it all the time. Everybody on our team is going to play starter minutes. Starter minutes. I don't care whose name is on the board to start. We're going to play starter minutes. You got to do your job. And I think our team has bought into that, and they understand. I talk about all the time that the strength of our team, we do have really good players, is the depth of our team.
Yeah, absolutely. As we mentioned, our program all year long is presented by Russell Barnett Kia and the Russell Barnett Automotive family. Keith Barnett joins us for one final time this year from down in Tullahoma. And Keith, we start by saying thank you. And thank you for you and your family and the Russell Barnett Automotive family for being such a great part of Blue Raider Athletics.
Guys, we appreciate each and every year having an opportunity to do so. Wasn't able to be there Saturday night, but Russell and the youngest Barnett, the little four-year-old, was there to watch the game, and I know that they were impressed at the way as Kermit just got through saying, the strength and the knowledge and what these boys do each and every week is amazing. They need to be commended for that, and their coaches, staff, and the best thing about working alongside with the Blue Raiders, we're all a team, and the team atmosphere and the family atmosphere, that's what we strive for each and every day at the Russell Barnett Automotive family and the Russell Barnett Kia family. We strive to treat everybody like family and be a team, and everybody have quality minutes. That was a great statement that Kermit made, the quality minutes. Everybody comes to work to do their job and do a great job, not just a secondary job, but an excellent job. And so it's been a great year. It's been a great year for you guys, and look forward to see what the season comes about. But just want to thank y'all again for the opportunity to be a part of y'all's team and family.
Well, thanks, Keith. And, you know, Russell, means your family means so much to us, and I'm just telling you, if you can find a deal, that right there, the Kia, Russell Barnett, it is unbelievable. Everybody needs to go to Tullahoma, see their place, buy a new car there. You'll get a tremendous deal on it.
Appreciate it, Keith. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Keith Barnett from Russell Barnett Automotive Family in Tullahoma, Tennessee. We'll take a timeout. Coach has his final special guest of the year coming up right after this, and we're all going to be giddy when he gets up here. We'll see you in a bit.
I want a credit card that makes me feel good about using it, not guilty.
I want a credit card that is simple to understand.
That's why we designed the Ascend Visa Platinum Rewards Card, with a low fixed rate, no balance transfer fee, and 1% cash back on qualified purchases.
I want a credit card with cash back, so I save every time I spend.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. 1% foreign transaction fee applies. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com. The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it, a message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you play the new Multiplier Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery, there's a chance you could win more cash than you expected. In fact, with Multiplier Games, you could turn $1,000 into $10,000, $5,000 into $250,000, or you could even turn $10,000 into a whopping $2 million. So pick up a Multiplier Instant Game today, and you could just watch the cash fall into place. Multiplier Games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Welcome back to Sam Sports Grill and Kermit Davis Live. We got an unbelievable crowd here tonight. Great drinks, unbelievable food, three special guests, three seniors. I was talking to Giddy Potts. Let's give these three seniors a round of applause. Now, you're talking about some people that are used to winning. These three guys are, you know. It's so funny. I walked up today and Giddy's, and I think Jake wasn't there yet. Maybe Ed was on another part of the gym, and Win Case goes, guys, time flies. He said, Giddy came here a boy and he's leaving here a man. I said, no, he came here a big boy and he's leaving as a skinny man. So Giddy kind of liked that. So it really is amazing. I can remember the recruiting process and all three of these guys, Jacob Ivory, Murrah High School, Ed Simpson, St. Martin's High School, Giddy Potts, Athens, Alabama. And it just seemed like yesterday, guys, that you showed up on this campus. You've all three were roommates, and you've remained. I mean, you have. I know you guys use the term, but I'm telling you, you guys have to be almost like brothers, right, Giddy? Okay, tell me about the first time you met Ed and Jake.
I think the first time it was in the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game.
Who won that game?
Alabama
won?
Yeah.
All right.
Big game right there.
We can leave that alone.
Yeah. me and Jake talked that before the game. I was just like, man, I can't wait to play with you. I really didn't talk to Ed because I wasn't sure who Ed was. But when I first seen Ed, we came up here and I was moving in my stuff. And I was just like, hey, man, we're going to be brothers. So 4 years in, 4 years out. So we've just been brothers since then.
Isn't that great? Ed, you and Jacob are from Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
You knew Jacob before, right?
A little bit? Yeah, we played in, we played the first time my senior year.
Who won that one, Jacob?
Oh, don't worry about that, Coach. We won that.
Ed Simpson has come on the short end of all this stuff, isn't he, Jake? I'm telling you. So, Jacob, I want to talk about you. Jacob Ivory is one of the favorite guys that you guys never really got a chance to really see his total talent. And Giddy and Ed can tell you. He was going to be one of the best point guards to play here for a long time. He had a great freshman year. He went through this concussion. He took an unbelievable fall at, remember, at Oklahoma State, right, Jake? I mean, it was an athletic play. He just helped us beat Akron. And so he kind of went through the concussion protocol, kept coming back, one of the toughest guys. Eventually, the concussion protocol ended Jacob's career. But one thing is unbelievable, Jacob, is how you have stayed true to Middle Tennessee and us to you, and how attached you have stayed to our team. Tell them what, just the people, what the team and Giddy and Ed and these guys mean to you.
Well, to start off, like we said earlier, we established the brotherhood early when we came in as freshmen. And we'll tell anybody, our new players that come in, that how tough our first year was. And we really think that that made us get the bond that we had with each other, because we went through a lot that year for sure. And just being around this program and, you know, just me having my same spot on the team, like no missed a beat or anything like that. It just meant a lot to me. And I just, you know, I thank you for that, Coach, you know, keeping me around.
Well, Jacob, you deserve it, because you're such a great teammate. You mean a bunch to me. I love seeing you smile every day. And Jacob is going to graduate in construction management in May. And he's going to get, you're going to be involved in some great jobs. Ed, mechatronics engineering right here. And that's exactly right. You know, he needs to get a haircut before senior day. I'm telling you, his mom and dad will be disappointed if Ed looks like that on senior day. Ed, look at Giddy and look how clean cut Jacob is. You came in as one of the most clean cut guys. You're going to get a haircut.
You need to look bald.
No, you need to get a haircut. You're on a job interview every day, so you need to be well kept. So that's something we got to have. Ed, what have these two guys meant to your kind of growth at Middle Tennessee?
Oh man, they mean so much to me, Coach. Just knowing Jake from really my senior year of high school, Giddy coming in, and just having somebody to grow together with. You know, not everybody, you know, kind of how Reggie was last year. You know, he was the only one that graduated who came in with him. But having somebody that's been here for 4 years with you, I mean, that doesn't happen over, you know, college basketball really too much. So, you know, it helps you grow as a person, and it helps you out throughout your 4 years, you know, for sure. And it's great to have these four guys around, and it's great to have this brotherhood that we'll keep for, you know, forever.
You will be. And we're going to all get together years and years after I quit coaching and you guys quit playing and doing all the things. We'll come back and we'll have some great memories.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a stat about these three guys. You know, it seems like for the last 7 years, everybody's been breaking each other's record, leaving here as the winningest player in the school's history. And I sat down with Ed and Giddy last year, and we talked about it. I said, there's one record that I want you guys to break. It's Reggie Upshaw's record. Reggie has 99 career wins. That's a lot of wins in a four-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're at 98, okay? Yeah. Ed and Giddy and Jacob, all right? So I told him, I said, all the individual records, but we talked about it, right, Giddy?
Yes,
is that's the record, because I know if you break that record, then you've had an unbelievable senior year. What does that record mean to you?
Man, that record means a lot. That's told that we put in a lot of hard work. We came out and got a lot of great wins. And just to do it with my brothers, man, it means a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Think about your freshman year. I know the Michigan State win.
Sophomore year.
What's the best moment you've had as a Blue Raider?
It's a lot of them. I would have to say that Michigan State game, because I also played with another brother, Perrin Buford. We went out with a big bang that year, and I was just happy to see those guys leave on a great note.
That was fun. You know, Ed Simpson that year, remember, you think about it. Think about the Michigan State year. Jacob Ivory was our starting point guard. He went out with a concussion. Southern missed practice. Ed Simpson was starting at the other guard. He fractured his ankle in that horrific injury. Remember that? Day before we started the conference tournament.
Yep.
So we lose these two guys. And then the struggles that you kind of overcome to be able then to go and win the conference tournament and beat Michigan State. I remember that day in the gym, I don't want to reflect back, but I tell you what, it brought our team together.
Yeah,
and,
yes,
and Giddy, did we get such inspiration of how he handled this?
We told Ed after that in the hotel, we told him we're going to win this conference for you.
Yeah.
And we're going to go out there and play the best we can in the tournament.
luckily we beat Michigan State, and we told that was just for him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, tell us now, we've got senior week. What is the only way that you can have a great senior week and a great senior night?
Gotta win.
Gotta win. That's it. We got our arch rival. If it's ever been on a team, and we have a lot of respect for Western Kentucky. Yes. They got a really good team. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if Western Kentucky gets the NCAA tournament, hopefully two teams will get in, they can win the NCAA tournament game. That's how good they are. But this place is going to be electric on Thursday, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, we're right. Yeah.
What did you think about the crowd on Saturday, Giddy?
I loved it. I loved it. It was a great feeling, man. It makes us play better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of guys made a lot of shots. Just the crowd just helped us with the momentum of the game, especially when we make shots. That's a big key.
That was fun, right?
Yes, sir.
We're after this record. Dr. Todd, my second year here, we had 11,807.
Yeah,
that's the arena record.
Yeah.
And we want to tie the record, 11,807, for Operation Blue House.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to get it. I got a sneaking feeling that our fans are going to respond and our students are going to respond in an unbelievable way. I can say this, Chip, and we're in closing right here, that I've been coaching for 34, 35 years, and I'm telling you guys, as far as a group that is just unbelievable to come to the gym with every day, a smile, how you guys handle academics. All three will graduate on time in May. And when you can impact winning like you have and impact our community, all I can say, man, is thank you. And what a great pleasure to be your coach, honored to be your coach for the last 4 years. All right?
Thank you, coach.
Let's go out with a bang this weekend,
yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back to Sam's Sports Grill, the Kermit Davis Live. Thank you.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Learfield Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
Whatever you need in electronics and appliances, Electronic Express can make it happen. Electronics, computers, home or car audio, appliances, and mattresses. Choose from the best brands like Sony, Samsung, LG, Bose, Apple, JBL, Fitbit, and so much more. Electronic Express is Tennessee family owned and operated since 1983. Shop online and use coupon code Blue Raiders to receive a discount off your first purchase. Electronic Express is proud to partner with MTSU Blue Raider Basketball. Shop at electronicexpress.com or one of our convenience stores. Electronic Express, we make it happen.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, even when you're broken down on the road.
No, we gotta get there.
Hang on. Call in a buddy. He's my State Farm agent. He'll take care of it.
Hi, you've reached Cole Perez's cell. Please leave a message.
Cole, it's Clyde.
And if this is Clyde the Glide and your car's broken down, use your State Farm mobile app to get a tow. And if your buddy is freaking out, tell him to take a deep breath and count backwards from 10, 9, 8.
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill as we bring you Kermit Davis live. I want to remind you, as we get back into our show and questions from our audience, that the Lee Company is a corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics, and get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 615-867-1000 or online at leecompany.com. Had a lot of questions tonight from here in the restaurant, and also a couple on Facebook. And Melinda Nelson Patton wanted to know, are there many former Raiders coming in this week? The answer is yes. It is Legends Weekend, and you'll probably have close to, 80 to 100 former players this week?
I think we'll have an unbelievable crowd. Jim Simpson does, and Tony Stennett done such a great job with the varsity club, and I think we'll have a bunch of legends that will come back for our Marshall game on Saturday.
Let's see. Johnny Sullivan wanted to know. He had a very wordy question here.
All right.
Said, with Western Kentucky attempting an average of nearly 50% more free throws than their conference opponents and having a near plus 300 made free throw advantage on their opponents, what is the coaching strategy to have a more even free throw attempts and makes for Thursday night's game? Thanks and go Blue.
It's a good question. It's something we talked about with our team today. I mean, in league play, I mean, they're making more free throws than the other opponent has attempted, and it's something that's huge. So it's, you know, we've got to be physical. We've got to play physical without fouling. But we have to do is this, is that we have to play inside out. Our team is such a more progressed offensive team over the last month of the season. And so I just think that our team will be physical. We'll try to get paint touches, and we've got to do a good job on Johnson and Colby, those guys that are going the line a bunch.
Bob Verbal said he taped Western's game from Saturday night to rewatch it and break down some film for you, and talked about Justin Johnson and wanted to know if you have any surprises for him. I tell you, Justin Johnson's one of my favorite players in the league.
You know, he's a physical guy. He plays with a lot of toughness, a lot of character. I have a lot of respect for him throughout his career at Western Kentucky. He had an unbelievable senior day. Not only to propose to a beautiful girl, he had a great game and they won.
And she said yes.
She said yes. So it was a great day for Justin. But we're looking forward to the competition and with him on Saturday night. And I know our seniors, you know, and we've had Nick King on and Brandon and Nick and Giddy and Ed and Jake. Those guys are going to represent our school very, very well on senior night.
Jennifer talked about senior night. Says with a frowny face that it is senior night for these guys because she likes them so much. Does the team or coaches have any other sort of celebration for the seniors after the season? But you have something on Friday night with them.
Yeah, it's probably the neatest thing that we do all year is that we have a senior dinner at my house on Friday night before senior night. And on that particular night, I mean, they've got a lot of family in. So what we do is our whole team comes. And everybody, we recognize the seniors and every player and every coach. We recognize our senior managers also. And they try to say the one or two things, their favorite memories about the players. And we go around the room. And that's from their freshman year all the way to their senior year. And then the senior gets to talk about what it means to them of the 4 years that they spent at Middle Tennessee. And a lot of times, there's not many dry eyes in the room because it's – I know sometimes it starts talking about laughing, but when you start reflecting, you know, on 4 years and what it's meant and what these guys in that locker room meant to you, it really shows you the character and why we're winning games. And so that's probably one of the most special nights that I have throughout the year. It's probably my biggest holiday.
And you mentioned when those three were up here, they're all graduating on time. What number is that? What number of consecutive that have used up their eligibility?
It'll be 56 in a row.
56 in a row that will have graduated.
Yep.
That have used up their eligibility.
Yep.
David McKnight has a question here, and this is going to be can open worms everywhere. It says, do you think it's possible that the FBI investigation into NCAA basketball will have any impact before Selection Sunday?
It's a great question, David. I mean, nobody knows. We just don't know. I mean, it's and you know, it seemed like that they had the last article, you know, with the Arizona player, the Duke player, the Kentucky player, the guy at San Diego State, one other player ruled ineligible. All the other guys, I guess, had done their due diligence, and nobody got declared ineligible. I don't know if the FBI is dripping this kind of week to week, you know, and there's going to be another thing maybe when the conference tournaments start and one the day that before the selection Sunday. I have no idea. So I just don't know. Nobody's privy to information. It's a sad day for basketball, but if those teams are going on chip, I think it's gonna help our game in the long run. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, I know Sean Miller was impacted and didn't get to coach against Oregon, and so the impact it makes, I have no idea.
But it's already, you know, waves have gone everywhere, and it's kind of interesting that, you know, when they first came out and said this is not the mid-majors trying to make the step up, this is the higher echelon programs are the ones who have been categorized that way, that that are you know, have been involved in this. So it's really going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I know from a personal standpoint, you and your staff, when it all came out, you all were just observers like everybody else.
Well, we are, you know, and I mean, in every program in college basketball, you went through a kind of a vetting process. Even at Middle Tennessee, we did with our compliance. Everybody had to go through it. And I know one thing, our staff sleeps very well at night. But I think this is that you look at the guys on the board, is the guys out of high school that are able to go to the NBA, they should go. That's where the problems lie. Those guys are juniors in high school, and they've been identified as guys that are going to be worth $20 to $50 million. So then all the things that happen with the people chasing that money, that's where our problems occur. And so I think if those guys can immediately go, maybe adopt something like the baseball rule, then if you stay, if you come to college, you have to stay a certain amount of years, I think that'll alleviate a lot of the problems. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things about amateurism and that we should pay our athletes, and that's fine, you know, and I'm open to a lot of different suggestions.
All right. All right. Thanks for everybody for their questions. We're going to draw one here during the break, and we have a nice classic Budweiser crate that somebody's going to get to take home tonight. Grab a tissue, our last segment of the season, coming up next after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Hey, sports fans. Whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage, with 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet. They have you covered. Check them out online at russellbarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
Back for final second with Kermit Davis on our final regular season show of the year, Kermit Davis Live, and time for a final installment of 5 random questions for the coach. Here we go. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready, Chip.
All right. What's the longest you've ever gone without sleep?
Ooh, I bet you I've gone about 36 hours.
I was probably on a bus going somewhere.
Probably on a bus after a tough loss. I bet you, Chip, that probably had everything to do with 36 hours.
If you could acquire a skill that you don't currently have, what would it be?
It'd be improve my golf game. I'm determined. It's a skill of mine, but it's not a very good skill right now. So it's something that I'd really like to get better at this summer.
What do you think was the most important invention ever?
Ever. You know, I'd have to say electricity. I said that's just the most important thing that's kind of changed our world.
I mean, you think about it, you get right down to the basics. I mean,
that's it.
Between electricity and sewage, that's about it.
I'm old school.
Tell us about your first date with Betty.
My first date with Betty. Well, I was at Phillips Junior College, and Betty was a couple years younger. She had chased me for a number of weeks, and so I finally gave in. No, they had this square around. It's called Cherry Street in Helena, Arkansas. And people just keep riding. It's like the old happy days. They keep riding around. And finally, you know, I think I waved enough at Betty that she finally stopped. I dated her cousin before I dated Betty.
Oh, see, yeah, there's always a new nugget that comes out.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I worked hard. I chased for a long time. She finally just said yes.
All right, and the last random question of the season. Have you ever had to go to the emergency room?
I did. The last time I went with Betty, she was sick.
What about for you?
Oh, with me. I don't think I've ever, I don't know. Maybe I had stitches in my finger one time when I was a young kid. But I really don't. I've gone with Betty and I've gone with Allie, but I'm like my players. I'm a tough cat. I don't get sick very much.
All right. Well, there it is. We survived five random questions again for this year. Biggest fan, want to make sure I got her question in, and it's a good one. What is the key to beating Western Kentucky?
Allie Davis, it's our team and fans. We're going to come out on Thursday night, and our team has to execute. We've got to be really good because Western Kentucky is playing as good about as anybody in college basketball right now. It was a great win for us in Bowling Green. I think it's going to be an unbelievable environment. If you can ever just draw it up how you would like a season to end on senior week, it has to be Western Kentucky and Marshall. And I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere on national TV. So we need to make the whole college basketball nation see Middle Tennessee basketball perceived as the top 25 program. And that's players, fans, game operations, everybody. And it'll be one of the most exciting nights in the history of Middle Tennessee basketball.
I hope that's the case. And that in itself deserves a round of applause, folks.
Thank you.
I do want to thank everybody who got their cell phone flashlights out. How nice that was.
Was that cool? I'm telling you. So on Thursday, our guys loved it. So on Thursday night, get your cell phones out. Chip started. It was unbelievable. And we won about 10 or 11,000 cell phones right there for for the introductions and the whole thing. It was a cool picture, and it's something that we want to make start a tradition.
Certainly do. Want to thank the folks here at Sam's. They've been a great host again, and everybody's gotten great meals, great service. Let's give them a nice round of applause. We thank the folks at Russell Barnett Automotive Family. But it's these folks who come out every week, Coach, that make this show what it is.
We do. You know, our fans have been such a loyal thing for what we're trying to do here and the growth of our national brand. So thank you so much for your loyalty to come to Sam's Sport Grill. What a great place. And it'll be an unbelievable place. If you can't go to the conference tournament or whole NCAA tournaments, come right here and watch all the games.
And if it's sold out Thursday night and you can't get a ticket, come right out here and watch it.
You got it.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach, for another great year. Appreciate it very much. Thank everybody for being here this evening, and thank most of all you for listening. Until we talk to you again Thursday night from Murphy Center, Chip Walters saying good night for the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home, and by Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.